It's The Record on KUOW. Earlier this month, University of Washington soccer coach Amy Griffin sounded the alarm about the artificial turf her players were playing on. Some of the goalies she trained were getting cancer, and around the country, nearly 50 goalies were also developing cancer. She thought it might have something to do with the crumbs of rubber that goalies inhale when they hit the ground to dive for a ball. There isn't scientific evidence that proves this type of rubber causes cancer, but that has not stopped some schools from rethinking their use of crumb rubber on their playing fields. Kennedy Catholic High School in Burien decided to use a different rubber substance on their new field. So how do you weigh the risks about something like this? Dr. Parveen Bhatti is an environmental epidemiologist at Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center. She explained to Marcy Silman how you separate the fact that two things take place together, correlation, from one thing making another happen, causation.
You really need rigorous scientific research to establish causality. For smoking and lung cancer, for example, we have a breadth of research that can be used to judge causality using various criteria. One of these criteria, for example, is consistency of the evidence. So there have been multiple studies across various populations that have shown smoking to be a strong risk factor for lung cancer. And then also information on possible biological pathways really started to become clear that constituents of smoking actually cause DNA damage and could cause changes to your cells that would result in cancer. So putting all of that together, you're able to really conclude that smoking is not just correlated with lung cancer, but that it was actually causing lung cancer.
So essentially it's an accumulation of studies that all add up to direct evidence.
That's right.
I'm speaking with Dr. Parveen Bhatti of Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center. This story about the artificial turf, as you might imagine, has got a lot of parents in our area worried. Kennedy Catholic School in Burien decided that it wasn't going to use the crumb rubber that's traditionally used in artificial turf on their new football field. They're going to use a substance made out of recycled Nike shoes. What answers do you think we need about crumb rubber and artificial turf to really understand the worries?
You know, I think that to my knowledge, I have not seen any studies thus far that have specifically examined whether or not there's an increased risk of cancer among individuals that either professionally or recreationally might have been exposed to artificial turf or in this case, crumb rubber specifically. So those studies that look at whether or not there's a direct association haven't been conducted yet. And so without those, it's really very difficult to weigh the potential risks. What has been done so far is there have been various risk assessments done by different government agencies in the U.S. and both in Europe, where they attempted to determine whether or not people utilizing these surfaces in playgrounds or, you know, in professional sports, if they might be at increased levels of exposure to certain compounds that might be contained within the rubber. And these studies so far have not shown there to be an increased level of exposure to certain compounds that we might be concerned about in these surfaces. So really that's what exists out there in terms of current evidence that can be used to help make decisions about crumb rubber and artificial turf.
Dr. Bhatti, it seems like as an epidemiologist, an environmental epidemiologist, or anybody else who's studying compounds in the world, that you have a myriad of things that you could study. So at what point does the flag get raised and somebody actually thinks, I need to initiate something more serious?
Well, you know, when we hear about sort of anecdotal evidence, what we tend to do is, if it's in our area of research interest, we'll start by trying to determine the plausibility of the association. This would involve digging into the scientific literature, talking with our colleagues, and we would pay really close attention to previous laboratory-based studies to help determine if, biologically speaking at least, the potential association makes sense. If it seems plausible, we can then come up with study ideas to specifically investigate that association. Unfortunately, a big barrier these days is getting funding to actually conduct the study, so that ends up being a consideration as well.
You know, we're talking about crumb rubber and artificial turf, but I imagine that there are a host of potential carcinogens or health risks that kids are exposed to on a daily basis, aren't there?
Yes. I mean, you know, in terms of the known carcinogens, UV exposure from sunlight, that's something that we should all take steps to limit our exposures to. In terms of more recently identified carcinogens, air pollution is an important one. Seattle tends to be on the cleaner end of the spectrum, but even Seattle, in Seattle, pollution levels can sometimes exceed regulatory limits. So this isn't something that we can ignore.
But you're not telling us that we should walk around paranoid all the time.
No, not at all. I mean, I think we really need to sort of take a reasoned approach to weighing these risks. And I think in Seattle, with regards to air pollution especially, like I said, we're on the cleaner end of the spectrum, but we should be aware as citizens of, you know, trying to protect and even improve our air quality when possible.
Finally, Dr. Bhatti, you're a cancer researcher, so you're well-versed on this, but I wonder that if you or your colleagues ever get nervous or scared that that's something that you encounter on a daily basis, whether it's artificial turf or a pesticide in grass is going to make you sick. Do you walk around looking at everything going, maybe that's the thing?
Not at all. I mean, we, you know, outside of work, you know, we all have families and loved ones that we worry about. And so when we hear stories about potential risks, they catch our attention as well. I think as scientists, though, because of our jobs, we are really well-versed in knowing how to sort of dig into the information that we're hearing and try to extract the actual facts and really then are able to maybe better weigh the risks. And so that's why it really would be a great benefit to the public to make sure that the media and scientists work together to present information in a responsible way.
Dr. Parveen Bhatti, an environmental epidemiologist at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center. He spoke to Marcy Silman. This is The Record on KUOW.